Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
News, notes, and nuggets. It's time for the Rutherford Report with our Blues insider, Jeremy Rutherford. Brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
It's a Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Kerry Davis. I'm Anthony Stosser. No Jamie Rivers today. Jamie's traveling with the Blues as they get ready to take on the Predators. Speaking of the Blues, our guy Jeremy Rutherford joins us right now at JP Rutherford Online. Joins us via the 101 ESPN celebrity line. Great stuff at The Athletic. JR, how's your week going, buddy?
It's going really well until I heard Marshy say, send Walker down. Wait, come on, Marshy, get that stuff out of here.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
In fairness to Marsh, Walker just grounded into a double play to end the inning. So I think Marsh is on
to
something.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, he's on to something. Hey, why doesn't Snuggerud like the Blues, JR?
I always say this, but you sound like my Twitter feed right now.
I try to capture your Twitter feed as much as possible. No, in all seriousness, what do we need to know about this situation with him going back to Minnesota for next year?
Yeah, first of all, so the announcement came out yesterday, right? And I talked to Jimmy a couple minutes after the announcement became official. And before I say anything, I got to say this, guys. I don't know how the Blues are finding such great character kids, or else there's a lot of kids out there with character, because, you know, the Jake Neighbors, the Alexei Toropchenkos, and there's others in that Blues locker room. And I was so impressed talking to Jimmy Snuggerud yesterday for 15 minutes about his decision. You know, first of all, he explained it in great detail. I think things that people need to know, if you didn't read the story at The Athletic, is that his family has extreme ties to Minnesota. His grandpa played at Minnesota with the Gophers. His dad lost a national championship in 1989 in overtime at Minnesota. Jimmy himself lost a national championship last year. So he wants to win a national championship for Minnesota. And secondly, a lot of times, Kerry, you know this, when you talk to athletes, sometimes the reporters got to ask him, so what happened to your game the past few weeks or months? You know, what's going on with your game? He volunteered all that, guys. He said, I need to be better. I was not there for my teammates. I know there are some things that I can work on, that I can be better next year at the University of Minnesota, and I will be better for the St. Louis Blues if I stick around. So I thought it was a really thorough explanation that he provided, and he put a lot of thought into this before he made the decision.
JR, did you get a sense of how hard the decision was for him based on, you know, obviously going pro, making money, or going back to college and chasing after a national championship?
Yeah, in his words, he said, this was the hardest decision of my life by far, not even close. Hmm. And you could kind of sense that talking to him. So obviously they lost to Boston University last week in the regional, could have made it to the Final Four in St. Paul. You know, that would have been a hometown thing for the team. And for him, but he said that the 4.5-hour bus ride from Sioux Falls back to Minnesota was tough. You're thinking about the decision. The next day you wake up, you're talking to your agent, you're talking to the University of Minnesota coach, and then also he heard from the Blues. And make no mistake, the Blues wanted him to come to the NHL and join the team right away. There's been a lot of discussion the past couple weeks, months. Do they want to burn a year of that entry-level contract? Do they want to send him to Springfield and play on a tryout? No, they wanted him to play in the NHL. They wanted him to play right now. And in Jimmy's words again, he said 12-year-old Jimmy would be saying to myself, what are you thinking? Why are you not doing this? Mm-hmm. But in the end, I felt like this was the best decision.
JR, is it out of the realm of possibility that we could also see a Logan Cooley situation? Last year, he said he was going back to Minnesota, and that was in May, and then in July, he signed with the Coyotes. Is there a chance that this could also happen with Jimmy Snuggerud?
So it's a great question, and I've been asked that before, because Logan Cooley, after saying he was going to stay, did leave. You know, as we sit here today, after talking to Jimmy for 15 minutes yesterday, I don't see anything like mm-hmm. that happening. You know, not only did he talk to the Blues about the opportunity and talk to other people, but he also talked to the University of Minnesota hockey coach, Bob Moskow, and Bob told him that I think he's got a chance to wear the C next year. They lost their captain, Jackson Nelson, the defenseman who signed with the Boston Bruins. And so the C is vacant for right now for University of Minnesota. And I think they talked about that leadership role for him. So I think that's a fair question. And in a month when you guys say, hey, I thought you said he wasn't going to leave. I don't think that's on his mind right now.
Jeremy Rutherford is our Blues insider with The Athletic. He joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. JR, as we look ahead to tomorrow night's game, we know that Drew Bannister made a bunch of changes ahead of the Edmonton matchup. Those obviously worked out well, and we got Binnington playing as well as he has. Man, it really doesn't matter sometimes who you have in front of him. But what do you foresee any changes going into Nashville, or do you think Drew Bannister largely sticks with the same forwards and defensive pairings?
Yeah, so it looks like there could be a couple changes, one based on potential illness. Kevin Hayes came up sick last night or this morning and did not practice today. They said they were going to check on him before they got on the flight to Nashville. I'm not sure who got on that flight, but we'll find out more about Kevin Hayes. If he's not playing, I think Bolduc slides in. He skated on that line in practice today. But I think there will be one change for sure on the back end. It looks like Matt Kessel will be in, perhaps Scandella out. It looks like Kessel and Tucker will be in that third defensive pair. Drew Bannister really liked what he saw in Tyler Tucker, the physicality, the pushback, and I think they want to have that in that Nashville game. So it looks like Kessel and Tucker, as I said, in that third pair.
JR, you mentioned earlier about the young guys and how mature they are and how the Blues are finding these guys. Do you get a chance to talk to many of the guys about a guy like Jake Neighbors, who is tied for the team lead in goals, and how well he's performing at a young age?
Yeah, they love him. They love his work ethic. They love his willingness to do what we've talked about for months now about Jake Neighbors, is go to the front of the net. And this is something that I've talked to Chris Kerber about, and maybe Kerber's mentioned it on the air. I'm not sure. But just being a fly on the wall in the Blues locker room, walking around, just doing the work and the job that we do, you can see the interaction with the players. And there are always players interacting with Jake Neighbors. And a lot of times it is the veterans. And he looks like a veteran as he sits there and talks to them. And, you know, they whether they're talking X's and O's or they're telling jokes, he just looks like he fits. So, I mean, you can go through that entire Blues locker room, pick out any veteran you want to talk to, go up and ask him about Jake Neighbors, and you're going to get nothing but positive about the way he carries himself.
JR, the Blues take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow night. The Blues sit 6 points behind Nashville for that first wild card spot. Both the Predators and the Kings have lost 3 games in a row. When you look at both of the teams that are ahead of the Blues, if you had to pick one, which team do you think the Blues have a better chance of catching? Because I look at the Nashville Predators schedule, and the rest of the way is no easy task for them either.
Yeah, it's not. You know, they have a chance to catch both, just because you look at the standings, and there's an L3 next to both of those two teams, the Nashville Predators and the Los Angeles Kings. They've both lost 3 in a row. The Predators do have the harder schedule than the Kings, as you mentioned. But I think, you know, with the way that Nashville's played down the stretch, it just seems like after getting points in 18 straight and now losing 3, that they're going to be able to pull things together. We'll see tomorrow night. It's a huge game, not only for the Blues, but also for the Nashville Predators. And then you look at L.A., and L.A. is a team like the Blues that doesn't have a schedule that looks too difficult. They got Seattle tonight, San Jose, and then their tough one is Vancouver. And then they wrap up with Anaheim, Calgary, Anaheim again, Minnesota, and Chicago. But if you look at the points, it looks like L.A. projects out to 98 points is what they could get if they just went 5-2-1 down the stretch. So the Blues are going to have to at least go 6-1, maybe even win them all 7, to put themselves in a chance to catch LA. So, you know, we've been breaking down the schedules, you're projecting the point totals, doing a lot of things with the math here down the stretch, but the bottom line is the Blues don't have any wiggle room at all. It's got to be 6-1, 7-0 down the stretch if they're going to want to catch one of these guys.
JR, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good rest of your week.
You guys too. Thanks.